filled with more drama than a play at the Civic Center. Ken Kurt and Tawny's What Happened? Presented by Pure Salon on Star 102.5.
Our listener Patrick reached out to us and said he's being ghosted by Selena, and he wants our help trying to find out what happened, so we're going to do that here this morning. Let's get Patrick's side of things first. Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. How you doing?
I mean, Selena has me kind of in a haze of confusion, but I guess otherwise I'm all right.
All right. Ooh, haze of confusion.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get this cleared up again and get you out of your haze. So how long has it been since you've heard from her?
It's been since our date, which was about a week and a half ago.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us about that date? How did it go?
Oh, it was cool. Like, you know, we met for dinner and had some really good conversations. She asked a lot of interesting questions.
Ooh, what's interesting?
Yeah, such as?
It was things like, what can you not live without? And what's a moment from your childhood that was so good you wish you could repeat it?
Okay.
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
That's good.
trying to remember. I'm trying to think of a moment.
Those seemed like very good first date questions. Okay, so, and then what? Nothing after the date?
Yeah, and I'm here, you know, just trying to figure out, like, why she bailed on me. I've texted her multiple times.
All right. Nothing in the conversation veered in an awkward or uncomfortable direction or anything like that?
Yeah, not that I could think of. The only thing that really went wrong is I ran into a colleague of mine on the way to the men's room, and it took me a while to get back to the table.
Okay. That's it. That's got to be it right there.
it might be. Was it a woman?
It was a female colleague, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Could that be the issue? Like, I explained the whole thing when I returned, you know, to my seat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be. You said it took a while to get back. How long?
Yeah.
It was more than 5 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if I was betting, I'd say this might be it.
I've heard more for less.
Also, if you kept referring to it as a colleague, I don't know. That sounds like code.
All right. Well, here's the thing, Patrick. We have tracked Selena down. She's been on hold. She hasn't heard anything you've told us yet. We're going to put you on hold and get Selena's side of things, and you'll be able to listen in while we're doing that, and then we'll bring you back on with her in a little bit, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, hang on, Patrick. We'll see what we can do here. All right, hi, is this Selena?
Hi.
Hey, yes. Hey, Selena, it's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny at Star 102.5. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning to you.
Okay. We do this segment on our show. It is called What Happened? And somebody says, hey, I'm being ghosted, and can you help me out and see if they'll talk to you? And Patrick got a hold of us. You remember Patrick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. I remember Patrick. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, boy. That doesn't sound great.
It's the tone, man.
Is there a reason you haven't been returning his messages?
Can't shake the feeling he left me with.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, no.
Let's take a break here, and we'll come back and see if we can find out what that feeling is that Patrick apparently left Selena with as we try to find out what happened.
We're all in favor of putting the phone down. Unless you need to call Star 102.5 first. 515-280-1025.